So let's get into it. We'll start with Finn Harps. Maybe some mixed emotions about the kind of week, kind of bank holiday weekend they had, Joe. The draw with Cork was, by all accounts, a very good point. And then on paper, you know, a point in Bray wouldn't have been a bad result either. Having led twice, maybe there'll be a wee bit of a tinge of disappointment coming up the road, will there?
Yeah, look, I think Kevin will be more than happy with both the performances. You know, to get a 0-0 against the runaway league leaders, Cork City, and then to get a draw away to second in the table, Bray Wanderers, Kevin will be really happy with, I think, the performances. Disappointed that he's only got 2 points. I think maybe they deserve a bit more. And it's funny, you know, if they'd have won a game and lost a game, they'd be a point better off. And, you know, sitting looking at the table the last night and footing on the phone and looking at what was coming through, at one stage, Harps were going up into third position with the way the results were. But just disappointed with the amount of points that they got out of it. You know, to only get 2 points out of six will be disappointing. But I think that 0-0 for me against Cork City was a really, really big result. You know, they defended really well. They didn't have much going forward. I know Tony had a good chance, but you know, they then matched that up with a really, really hard shift on Friday night to go down to Bray then and come away, and being disappointed with a 2-2 draw says a lot about the progress of the team this season.
And from a management point of view, you know, if you play the top two in 4 days and don't lose, it's very easy to put a positive spin on that at training this week. And Harps, you know, should be really, really confident coming into their clash with Cove tomorrow night.
Yeah, and again, when you look at it, from Bray in second down to Harps in seventh, there's only 4 points between them. And it's funny, if Harps had got that extra 2 points, you know, there'd be the league would be even tighter in there. You know, there'd only be 2 points between all of those teams. So for me, it's been a good first start to the league, or first session in the matches for Harps. And again, going into the match now against Cove, where they had a draw earlier in the season, and when you look at it, Cove have come off two good victories in the last couple of days as well, so they'll be full of beans and they'll be really, really positive on that. So from Harps point of view, I think they'll go into Friday night with a real positive spin, and Kevin will have no problem getting the lads up for the game on Friday night again.
And you touched on it there, but Cove, they have had a bit of a mixed start. They sit sixth. You probably would have expected them to be a bit higher if you were looking at the beginning of the season, but as you say, they are coming off the back of back-to-back wins, so it might look like they've turned a bit of a corner, and might actually be a bad time to meet them because they're kind of on an upward curve.
Yeah, but they've come off a 4-0 away to UCD, and you know, when you look at that, that would give you hope. Cove away to Athlone, they got beat 2-0 there as well. So from that point of view, I think the lads will really take a lot of positives from that. And when you look at it, they were away to Kerry, which isn't a long journey for Cove, and they were at home to Cove. But you know, after the third game in that series now in a week, they're going to have to make that long journey to Balbuffet. And these are the matches now that Harps really need to focus on and get 3 points. And when they're at home, they don't make journeys all the way down to Munster. Cove will make that journey. So it'll be really important for Harps to get a real fast start and a positive start now on Friday night and try and do what UCD did and get a couple of early goals and get ahead of Cove if possible.
So, Joe, you would expect Harps to get some sort of a result tomorrow night then, would you?
Yeah, look, I'd be really hoping. And, you know, I would have taken the two results last week, but going into this week, I definitely need the 3 points and looking to get all 3 points this weekend. And that would allow you to leapfrog over Cove this weekend, which would be important to keep in touch and stay in that top part of the league as you approach this start of the next phase of matches.
That's it. We'll have live updates from that game with Jeremy Doherty from the 7:45 kickoff, as always. Elsewhere tomorrow night, leaders Cork are away to bottom side Treaty in a Munster derby. Wexford go to Athlone, and it is Kerry against UCD. Longford play Bray on Saturday. So, Joe, on to the top flight. Derry City now winless in six after another couple of fairly lacklustre performances at the weekend. Joe, what is going on at Derry City, and why does it seem like they just, you know, can't really buy a win at the minute?
Yeah, look, it's really disappointing to see Derry down there. And, you know, the result the last night when they played Sligo was certainly a result that didn't suit any of the two of them, but both of them badly needed to get something out of the game. And you know, for me, for Derry to have only two wins out of their first 10 games is there's alarm bells starting to ring there now. You know, they've lost four, they've drawn four, and some of those matches that they've been in have been real helter skelter. There's not been a pattern of play there. I would be really, really concerned for them. And you know, they're going down to Dundalk this weekend, and for me, that's a banana skin. Dundalk have been going really, really well, and you know, for me, they really need to start winning more matches, because 2 out of 10 is just simply not good enough for a club like Derry City, who I think in our preview night at the start of the year, we were all tipping Derry to be the league winners, and with the quality of players that they have, they need to start winning matches, and at the minute, it's not looking like they are. And you know, going down there to Dundalk on Friday night, I'm not sure how much confidence you would be going down there after the number of poor performances that they've had in the last couple of weeks.
You're right, they need to start winning matches, but it definitely doesn't get any easier for Derry. Away to Dundalk tomorrow night, away to Shells next week, and then Shamrock Rovers at Celtic Park the week after. It goes without saying, but there's massive pressure on these next few games.
A huge amount of pressure. And you know, you mentioned there about going into Celtic Park, where you know, we've seen all the pictures of the Brandywell being dug up, and we can't wait for the grass pitch to come back into the Brandywell. From my point of view, it should always have stayed and should have been a grass pitch, but moving to Celtic Park is another distraction for them. They had that run of home matches at the start, which is unnatural. Usually you're away at home and you get your rhythm from that, you know. So it's key for Derry over the next couple of weeks, when you look at it like that. Dundalk away to Shelburne, who are also struggling, but then to have Shamrock Rovers and Derry, then they're not easy matches, and you know, they need to get something out of them, and it's crucial that they do get something out of these matches.
So it starts with Dundalk tomorrow night. They've made a great start to life back in the Premier Division. They've just beaten Shelburne and St Pat's, and they're actually unbeaten in their last six. It's fair to say maybe Dundalk will be actually favourites going into this game against Derry tomorrow night.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at Dundalk and the run that they've been on, you know, they've beaten St Pat's, you know, they've beaten Shelburne, and they've got a draw with Bohemians. And you know, I think the people who are happier at the end of that match was probably Bohemians rather than Dundalk. So you know, there's a lot of things going well for Dundalk, and not many people would have tipped them to be going as well as they are. And you know, they're sitting up there in fourth in the league, and they're there on merit.
Just lastly on Derry, Joe, after the Sligo game, what did you make of James McLean's comments about the surfaces in the League of Ireland? For those that haven't heard it, basically just saying that the surfaces of the pitches are really not good enough and it's holding the league back to some degree. What do you make of those comments?
Well, he's possibly right in some instances, but there is a number of artificial pitches, like you've got Dundalk, where they've got the artificial, but the grass pitches. But you must also take into account the weather that we've had and the amount of volume of rain that we've had over the last number of weeks. It is a difference to starting your season where, you know, you've got that growth at the start of the season. We're coming out of winter where it is. In the next couple of weeks, I don't think James will be moaning like that, because when you look at the pitches that he's talking about, they will improve when the weather improves and when a bit of growth comes. So look at, I think that's one of the trade-offs that you have with playing summer football against winter football. But you could imagine the state of those pitches if you'd been playing on them every single week through from October, November, right through to now, what state them pitches would be in with the amount of rain and volume that we have here. Yes, we would love to see the pitches being better, but at the end of the day, I don't think that's the reason why Derry City are losing matches. I think there's something else behind the losses that they have. And you know, for James, look at, he does speak from the heart, and from that point of view, he's been a big positive in coming into the league. But you know, a comment like that, for me, it sounds like he's trying to find some reason to explain why they didn't get 3 points down in Sligo on Friday night, rather than concentrate on their overall performance.
Yeah, possibly mistimed comments rather than anything else. Finally, Joe, another standout game tomorrow night is the Dublin Derby meeting champions Shamrock Rovers up against current league leaders on goal difference anyway, St Pat's. What way do you see that one going?
Oh, I think that's going to be a ding-dong battle there.
Should be, yeah.
When you look at the top of the league, you've got Pats, Bowes and Shamrock Rovers, and they're all nip and tuck there. And, you know, they've all strengthened their squads. And for me, I've just loved the couple of nights I've got to see St. Pat's, that they've been firing on all cylinders. And, you know, Stephen Kenny had a difficult season last year. He seems to have got the team settled this year, and he seems to have got the balance of his team right. And, you know, maybe that's what Tiernan Lynch is looking for as well, where he needs to have that. But for me, I think this could could be one that St. Pat's could come through there, because Shamrock Rovers have been okay for a start of the season, and that's where they've been in the last couple of seasons. But for me, I'd be tipping St. Pat's this weekend, and I think Stephen Kenny will not be looking to get two defeats in a row. He'd be looking to reverse that disappointing result that they had on Monday night.
That's it. Looking forward to that game. Should be a good one. Elsewhere tomorrow night, it is Bohemians at home to Sligo Rovers and Galway United host Shelburne. Joe, thank you very much for joining us. Enjoy the weekend's League of Ireland action, and we'll be talking again very soon. All right?
Thanks, Mark. Thank you.